Hey friends, welcome to Pray Today, November 23rd. And today we are going to thank God for our friends. And some of you all, if we're quite honest, some of you all have what you would consider some really amazing friends. Some of you may find it harder to really define what we mean when we say friends. We're not talking about how many friends we have on Facebook. We're not talking about how many followers we have. Those aren't what I would consider definitions of friends. There's really different levels of friendship if we think about this. There's people who know my name. They know my name. They know a little bit of biographical information. They may know that I'm married to DeLynn. They may know that we've got children. They may know that we live on a farm. They may know that I'm a pastor of a church. There's other people who not only know that, but they know details of my life. They know my background. They know where I came from. They know what makes me go. They know what motivates me. Then there's people in my life that spend time in the trenches with me. People who go to battle with me spiritually. People who pray with me. People who pray for me. People who know what my deepest, darkest struggles and difficulties and hurts are. There are those people who, when we really look at a deep friendship, are people who suffer with me. When I'm hurting, they're hurting. So let's just do a quick look at our own lives and say, who are some people who God has blessed you with, and they blessed you as acquaintances? They give you a smile when they see you. They make you smile when you say hello to them. Think about those people who know about your life, those people who take it a step further. Instead of just knowing about your life, they dig into the trenches with you, and they fight the battle of life with you. They support you. Maybe that person or those people that you know you can call in a moment of desperation. Think about those people who, when you hurt, they hurt. And when you celebrate, they celebrate with you. Let's pause today. And regardless of where you're at with how many friends you think you have, or that you have enough or you don't have enough, let's focus on people in our lives. And maybe some of you can only find people right now in those first couple areas, acquaintances and people who know a little bit about your life. If that's you, I want to encourage you to plug into church. You know, I don't think that there are many people who are truly plugged into their church community that can say they don't have any real friends. And so if you struggle with really finding true friendships, then I really want to ask you to consider plugging in to the body of Christ, because there are people in the church that want to help you in that third and fourth area of time in the trenches, doing life with you and suffering and celebrating with you. Let's thank God for Christian friendship. Father, thank you so much for the people in our lives that love you and who love us. Thank you for those people, Lord, that are acquaintances that still bring a glimmer of joy to our life. But Lord, thank you so much for those deep relationships, those people we know, Father, who have our back, who pray for us, who pray with us, those people who want to see us succeed, the people who want to see us heal from our hurts, the people who know all the junk in our life and choose to love us anyways, those people who send us texts and messages, Lord, to encourage us in times of need, those people who know when we're not okay, even when we say that we are. Thank you for them. Lord, for those who are hearing this and praying this prayer today, for those who don't feel like they've got deep Christian friendships, Lord, would you give them the strength to put themselves out there, so that people can get to know who they are, who they truly are, Lord. And would you build relationships? Father, we know that you designed us for friendships. Thank you for all of the friends that you have surrounded us with, the people we know who are always there for us. Thank you, Father, for friendships, and may we remember in the coming days how blessed we truly are that you have given us like-minded people in the Lord that can help us walk through this life together when it's wonderful and when it's dark. In Jesus' name, amen.